Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call us and talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
So Stephanie, you tease a little story during the break here about a gentleman who had a stroke.
Yeah, and woke up gay.
Had a stroke and woke up gay.
Yeah, this is very interesting to me. You know, on the show before, it's not just like purely a scientific, interest piece. It actually relates to a discussion that we've had before on Free Talk Live, Mark, and that's about free will, basically, and, you know, how much of our behavior is basically encoded in our genetics or our brains, and how much do we have a choice about, and so forth. And, you know, there are lots of people who like to say that, like, being gay is a choice, and usually that comes with some kind of a moral judgment
right,
about
it. Right, it's a huge issue here in America today, whether or not gays should be able to get married. Is it a choice? Is it, nature versus nurture and all
and
these things?
What do you think about that, Mark, first of all?
I think that
gay marriage, and is it a choice, and so forth?
Well, I think gay marriage is clearly a choice. But whether
well,
or not...
straight marriage is a choice, too, right?
Indeed, right?
Yeah.
So marriage, it's a choice. I think that there are probably genetic markers that make it more likely that one person would be gay over another person. However, I think that choice does enter into it. And, you know, there's also these kind of things that happen. You know, things that happen in your childhood. And let me give you an example. My cousin is what he is. He was raised by my other
Wolves.
Cousin. What's that?
Wolves.
No, he's raised by my other cousin who is Vietnamese.
Okay.
My aunt and uncle adopted a pair of Vietnamese kids, and he was raised by... to some extent, my Vietnamese cousin. And he only dates Oriental women. Something happened at the time.
I believe they like to be called Asian nowadays. I don't know.
Right. I hear that term, you know, and I think that...
I guess you would have to ask any person, but
I did ask,
more common to
I did
Asian.
Ask a lady that I worked for who was half Chinese, half Japanese, mm-hmm. and she said that she had never heard that in her life.
Never heard Oriental?
She had never heard that anyone would care one way or the other. Now, I think that it might be a West Coast thing to some extent that Asians prefer to be called Asian, not Oriental, or whatever. I don't think about it much. I mean, you know, it's a term that I've heard. You know, if I've offended somebody, I'm terribly sorry. But I also think that it's somewhat inaccurate. People in Russia are in the live in Asia, and they're not necessarily they're not Asian. Mm-hmm. They're not Oriental.
And people from
India live in Asia, and they're not Oriental either. I mean, I think it's a specific term that means a specific thing.
So now, what does it mean? Does it mean slanty eyes?
What science has decided that there's sort of three major sort of racial designations. Those would be Caucasian, Negroid, and Mongoloid, or whatever the term is that they use. I mean, it means whatever you want it to mean for you.
Okay, so it means a cluster of specific features of it related to appearance?
Black hair, usually straight.
Mm-hmm.
Slanty, more slanty eyes. I mean, you know, those things.
Okay.
I'm
trying to understand what you mean by
not
that.
Not trying to be a jerk. Just saying. He only dates women of...
with those features.
Yeah. That's what that's what he does. So somewhere along in his rearing, something happened. His sexuality was imprinted, and it was imprinted on, that's attractive,
well,
or whatever.
A lot of, just to play devil's advocate, a lot of Caucasian men prefer Asian women. You know, for some reason,
some
I don't know
do.
Why.
Some make the choice.
A lot of people prefer to date others
I'm
of
just
a specific
saying,
race.
I'm only saying that I believe that it is a combination of all of these things. That's what my claim is.
Okay, yeah, and I think the argument can be made that there are lines of evidence that show that there are genetic and environmental influences on people's sexual orientation. You know, as far as is it a choice, I think you can choose any of your behavior, but you really can't choose... who you're attracted to.
Right. Well, once, at some point or another, you are what you are. Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to do about that? You know, some people can claim that behavior is bad or whatever. Usually it's only going to mess their children up if they happen to have that behavior. But I couldn't make myself gay. I could act like I was gay,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't make myself be gay. I'm going to like women and their shapes, and that's the end of that story.
Sure. Yeah. And that's an important distinction to draw. I don't know. Yeah. So, well, let's get into this article.
Yeah, please.
Without further ado, this is from the dailymail.co.uk. The headline is Burly rugby player has a stroke after freak gym accident, wakes up gay, and becomes a hairdresser. And, you know, this is kind of stereotypical.
This just sounds like the Weekly World News, like, is what it sounds like.
I wonder why they focused on this specific example. I guess just because he was, like, so stereotypically straight man before this, and then he became, like, a very stereotypical gay man, which, whatever, like, he should be whatever he wants to be. But I don't know. It's interesting. So, here's the story. When 19 stone rugby player Chris Birch, and
I wish I knew how much that was.
A stone is a little less than 20 pounds, as far as I understand it.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. It'll say later on in the article.
Yeah, probably a fortnight later.
Yeah, exactly. A fortnight later.
Go on. We've got about a score of minutes.
When he suffered a stroke during a freak training accident, his family feared it would be a life-changing injury, yet while his recovery certainly brought about a transformation, it seemed to have been in a way no one could have expected. For when he regained consciousness, the 26-year-old who was engaged to his girlfriend claimed he had become gay. And now it has a picture of him in the article where he is sporting a hairdresser as if it's like a pistol, kind of. And
You mean like a blow dryer?
A hair dryer, because he's now a hairdresser.
Yes.
A blow dryer, whatever. You say potato, I say potato.
Okay.
Mr. Birch's astonishing change saw him break up with his fiance, ditch his job in a bank to retrain as a hairdresser, and lose 8 stone in weight. So 8 stone would be approximately, almost 100 pounds, I guess.
It's a lot.
A lot, yeah, very much.
It's apparently it's not 20 pounds.
He has now moved in with his boyfriend. The now ex-rugby player, a flanker with his local amateur reserve side, had been attempting a backflip in front of friends on the field.
Which is a very athletic trick, by the way, that the whole backflip thing. I've seen guys that can do, just keep doing them and you know, a succession and, like, travel while they're doing it. It's amazing
to see.
That
is amazing. On a trampoline, it doesn't seem too hard, but on the ground, it's very difficult.
Yeah, I've never even considered trying it on a trampoline. I should stay away from
it. It's hard for me to even jump up. Like, if I'm kneeling on my knees, it's hard for me to even jump onto my feet. But anyway, we digress. So that's how he broke his neck and suffered a stroke.
Gosh.
He was taken to the hospital where his fiancée and family spent days waiting anxiously at his bedside before he delivered the shocking news. Mr. Birch recalled, "I was gay when I woke up, and I still am. It sounds strange, but when I came round, I immediately felt different. I wasn't interested in women anymore. I was definitely gay. I had never been attracted to a man before. I'd never even had any gay friends. But I don't care about who I was before. I have to be true to my feelings." Before the accident, Mr.
I can only imagine how this changed. I mean, imagine this poor fiance. You know, she's got her plan or whatever this is.
Well, better for her to find out now, I guess. You know,
it could have just as easily happened when they were newlyweds and, you know, a year into the marriage.
Yeah, that's always so sad when that happens, when someone is closeted and marries someone of the opposite sex, and then later they come out as gay, and, you know, what does their spouse do? And
see, that seems to me more selfish than anything, is to get into a relationship with a woman when you know you're gay, and then, you know, ruin things.
Well, I mean, try to get understand what they're going through, though, Mark. So much social pressure from family and religion and everything.
And, you know, and that's the point I was going to make, is that, you know, it's the weird stuff that goes on societally that's more likely to cause something like this than you know, it just plays into the scenario. But it's not a nice thing to do to somebody.
No, neither is lying about anything in a relationship, though. And there are plenty of straight people who lie.
It's pretty important,
and
though.
Cheat.
I mean,
and,
like, it's a big one.
Yeah, it is, for sure. I agree with you. However, it's not the only thing that people lie about in relationships.
Sure.
So what do you think about this, Mark? Do you believe that someone could have a stroke and then wake up, a heterosexual person could have a stroke and then wake up and be gay?
I think life is stranger than fiction, and I wouldn't doubt this for a second.
Yeah, I believe it, too. I mean, there have been documented cases of people who smoked cigarettes and then had a stroke and suddenly lost all desire to have cigarettes after that. So it's interesting.
To not believe this, you almost have to have a worldview that says that, you know, gayness is a choice or whatever that the claim is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It seems like you have to have an agenda that you're pushing.
Yeah.
855-453-FREE-TALK-LIVE. What's your agenda?
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
I got the brilliant idea. Why not bathe in the toilet bowl? Now think about that. Bathe in the toilet bowl. That way there's no ring. You wash some, you... Now the problem with bathing in the toilet bowl is that the water is cold. That's where Russell comes in. I used to put Russell in the toilet bowl to heat up the water. And of course, when you see your brother in the toilet bowl, there's a little thing that says, I wonder where he would go. If I just... It hadn't been for his head.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about this apparently over in England.
You knew it had to come from there.
This
probably happened in the U.S.
rugby player apparently had a stroke. This burly man with a fiance had a stroke and then woke up a couple of days later gay, mm-hmm. is now a hairdresser and has
a boyfriend.
Has a boyfriend and has lost a great deal of weight. Mm-hmm. 9 stone. I still haven't looked that up. Well, let's just figure out what the heck a stone is.
He almost cut his body weight in half. It was pretty, a very dramatic weight change, as well as the personality changes. And
It can't be easy to lose that kind of weight.
No, I guess he says he started, I don't know, going to the gym and changing his diet and stuff like that. He says he sought advice from his neurologist and was told it could all be down to the stroke opening up a different part of his brain. 2 years ago, it was reported that Alan Brown from Malvern, Worcestershire, woke from a stroke to find out that he was able to paint and draw in incredible detail despite no previous evidence of the skill. The father of three said the experience must have flicked a switch in the creative part of his brain. So, back to the original subject of this story, Mr. Birch says he certainly has no regrets about the transformation. I'm nothing like the old Chris now, but I wouldn't change a thing, he said. And here's a picture of him with his boyfriend.
Well, what do you do about that?
Yeah. So the controversy about this is really, like... And by the way, I don't know why other people are caring so much about this guy's orientation. Like, really?
Well, I think it is. I think this is important. I think this is an important news story because you can look at this situation and it will show that not only are there environmental factors in people being gay, but there are neurological,
physiological.
Factors.
Yeah.
I mean,
it also implies that if you could find the specific brain region that controls sexual orientation or something like that, you could theoretically do some kind of neurosurgery and make a straight person gay or a gay person straight.
What do you think would happen?
Well, I think people would want to use that to make gay people straight.
If there's a gay gene. Those guys are gone.
Well, that's the thing. If there is a gay gene, okay, gay people commit suicide at higher rates than straight people in their young years before they've had a chance to reproduce,
sure.
And they can't reproduce if they're not having sex with, hetero sex.
So why would
a gene like that last in a population? And so there's
maybe
not
an
just
anomaly of some sort.
Well, there are all kinds of theories. One of them is that there are basically feminine traits make males more attractive to women. But if you have too many of these feminine traits, then you become gay as a male. Now I see some holes in that theory, but it kind of explains the multi-genetic approach and why homosexuality persists at a certain percentage of the general population, no matter what, and it seems to be not really influenced by these natural selection pressures or whatever.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jay in New York. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Jay Noon.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Just hauling a load of hay home. But anyways, I listen to a lot of late night radio. And I was listening to a show a few years ago. And a guy could have been a little biased. It was on a Christian AM radio show broadcasted in New York here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was selling some kind of whey protein thing, energy drink bar, whatever. And he was talking about how soy protein and like Enfamil baby formula, for example, raises the estrogen level and infants 20 times, and he was saying that the effect of that was in boy infants, boys, that it would like raise the estrogen level so much that it would suppress like the testosterone and like basically lead to them growing up to be gay. And then what he said is it raised the estrogen level so much in women that their breasts develop earlier and they went through puberty much earlier, and in men it delayed puberty.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like girls are going through puberty sooner.
Well, they are. Research definitely shows that the age of hitting puberty is decreasing among women in the United States, but the reason for that is not completely known. Now, it could have something to do with soy. There are a lot of people who blame it on milk, like the hormones in milk and
I'm for hormones in the meat, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't think anyone really knows what it is, and so the jury's kind of still out on that.
Sure.
But as far as the estrogen and soy thing goes, soybeans have a compound called genistein. I think it's called. It's basically, it's not estrogen, but it's an estrogen-like compound that naturally occurs in the soybean, and so it can activate some of the human estrogen receptors and have the effect very similar to estrogen in a person's body. And so, you know, that could be one thing. There are some people who...
But you'd think there'd be a rash of gay guys out there, and it doesn't seem like that's really...
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's not that many of them. I think as a percentage of the population, I mean, real gay guys, they're fewer than 10%.
Right, and just because a man has, like, all men have some estrogen, and all women have some testosterone, it's not like all or nothing, you know, and so... the question is, if a young boy was exposed to estrogen-like compounds, and they're not just in the soy, there are actually other people who say that, like, Alex Jones has this famous video on YouTube that says the juice boxes are making people gay because they have this liner in the inside of the juice boxes that is an estrogen-like compound. It's called bisphenol A, and it's found in a lot of can liners and plastic containers that if you're not supposed to put them in the microwave because it can like leach out into the food. So there are a lot of these estrogen-like compounds in the environment, and whether that's influencing kids as far as puberty goes, it could be. It's not really known as far as I know whether it's having that specific effect, but I don't think there are more gay kids growing up, and you would think that would be a major indicator that these things are kind of wreaking endocrine havoc.
It's interesting speculation, though. Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing is, well, I thought I'd throw it out there. Another thing is, I have a gay cousin, and when we were like, going through puberty, he's about 6 months younger than me. Actually, he's a twin. And so, like, when we were, like, young teenagers, I could remember, like, on Thanksgiving being at my grandmother's house, my grandmother would have to kick all his kids out of the house. We were just, you know, too much for her. So we'd be out in the street playing football. And I can remember at 12, 13 years old, he was not interested in football. He wanted to be a cheerleader or jump rope.
Oh, my.
Whatever, we didn't care.
You sure?
Yeah, that's cool.
As we got older, his voice never changed, and he had a girlfriend and stuff, and he was, like, kind of awkward with his girlfriend, and I guess when he was maybe about, I don't know, 17, he kind of figured himself out a little bit, and, you know, he wasn't real happy with the girlfriend, and he was a little confused, but then he found a boyfriend. In fact, they got married. They've been together for, oh, I don't know, well, probably since he was 19 or 20, so we'll 10 years, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, he's in a happy relationship, and I'm very happy for him.
Cool.
And that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Your comments are welcome. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What?
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is giving away free stuff this holiday season. For most days from now until, well, I'm going on vacation, we're going to be giving away prizes on our Facebook page, sometimes twice a day. We recently, just on Saturday night, gave away, it was a Bitcoin to the first 100 people to respond to Roger Ver's offer. And we've been giving away Totosax and Vaporsmiths, Vaporizers, Liberty Sticker 5-packs, Ruger BX25 magazines, copies of Guns and Weed, the movie, copies of Yeardley, the movie.
It'd be funny to say you're giving away Guns and Weed.
We are not giving away Guns not giving or away Weed. Guns. We are, however, giving away magazines and movies about Guns and Weed. Magazines being the things that hold bullets, not necessarily things that you page through while sitting in waiting rooms.
Right. It's always good to clarify.
That's right. It's all you have to do is go to facebook.freetalklive.com to be, you know, the eligible, I guess. You like our page and keep an eye on our page. And, you know, when I give it away, you get involved. Usually I give people, you know, a threshold, 4 hours or something, to respond. I say guess a letter, guess a number, do something in order to...
What if two people guess it correctly?
I've been giving away prizes to both. I've got enough that I can do that. There's, you know, the fact is our advertisers are generous and they want people to have these things, so...
I assume that the friends and family of Free Talk Live are not eligible.
You are not eligible. You can't.
That's okay. I got a Bitcoin.
If there's
today.
Something you want, you let me know, but you aren't eligible. So go to facebook.freetalklive.com and like our page because, well, and frankly, that's what this is all about. I'd like to have more likes on the page. You know, I mean,
it helps.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's a good way to get your message out.
So it's facebook.freetalklive.com. We're talking about sort of what... I guess we're talking about human sexuality to some extent. There was a situation where a rugby player, street rugby player, had a stroke, woke up gay, turned into a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And it brings up some questions. Jay Noon just called in, and he was talking about his cousin, who's a twin. And as I've heard it, now I by no means am I somebody who's studied this, but I do know somebody.
I've looked into it quite a bit, actually, because I was on a quest. You may even remember this, Mark. We were talking about this more than a month ago.
Okay.
And so I went on this little expedition and tried to read up on the research about what makes people gay, straight, bi, or whatever, because it's fascinating. You know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
No matter what your orientation. And, you know, I think we should say on the air, usually when people talk about the causes of sexual orientation, or like what would lead someone to be a certain way, it's usually accompanied by some kind of a value judgment. Like, is there any way we can stop this and try to make kids straight or whatever? And
because we need more babies, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, definitely not about that. I mean, it's not known. Like, there's no known ways of influencing people's sexuality at this time. There are some people speculating about different genes that are associated with homosexuality or whatever. And now probably there's brain areas that are probably speculated based on this rugby player that we just talked about.
Sure.
But I don't think that should be accompanied by a should, like a right. they should be straight. Everybody should be straight.
There's problems with being gay, as there are problems with being transgendered. Gay folks
the only problems,
are more likely to commit suicide in their youth until they sort of get out of high school.
Well,
I would
that's
say
not
the
a
biggest
problem
thing.
With being gay, though. You realize that that's a problem with society thinking it's a problem to be gay.
Well, I mean, it's I didn't deal with it.
It wouldn't be a problem if it were accepted.
It's a societal
socially.
Issue. I agree. I don't think that is inaccurate to say that it is a problem with being gay. I mean, it is a problem with being gay.
I mean,
in today's
you might
culture,
as well say there's problems
cultures.
With being black. I mean, because you know,
it is a problem.
They encounter systemic racism. And
I bet if you
have
racism
a
chance, if I had a chance to talk to some black guys in here, they'd say that yeah, there's some problems with being black in American society. Maybe you don't like the way I phrased it.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's the way you phrase it.
Fine. But, you know, when you look at, you know, young gay people, much more likely to commit suicide. When it comes to transgendered people, significantly more likely to commit suicide.
You know, I think, and by the way, transgender people have the highest rates of violence of any group enacted on them. And today, I think, I heard this on Prometheus Unchained today. I think this is like Transgender Remembrance Day.
Okay.
I'll look a little bit more about that, just to kind of raise awareness about the brutality and violence, a lot of which comes from the police, by the way.
Do you ever get kind of, oh, God, another day, week, month, or year of this, that, or the other thing? I mean,
no, it's important.
Well,
and
not specifically transgendered, but I mean, everybody's claiming a day, a week, a month, or a year to talk about their thing, whatever
well,
that
sure,
might be.
Let them claim it. It doesn't bother me.
NASCAR week, you know, I mean,
well,
whatever.
If you don't think it's important, you can always ignore it.
No.
And I think Transgender Remembrance Day is important because people basically ignore
I think it's
systemic
important.
Violence against them.
Every day of the year, not to
well,
beat
yeah,
people up over their you know, choices,
a wonderful,
sexual choices.
That's
or
a wonderful point.
Or, you know, the clothes they wear or the, you know, even if I think you look the silliest thing in the world, I think I saw some joke on the internet today about a gothopotamus, and it was this, you know, sexually ambiguous, obese person who had, you know, like earrings in the nose and just was a mess as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I mean... clearly, that person wants a certain level of attention. So I don't have a problem with looking at them, but you know, you don't need to be a jerk. You know, I mean,
are they being a jerk? I mean, it would
no,
seem
people
to me
don't need to treat them poorly, is what I'm saying.
Oh yes, yes.
Because that wouldn't
yes.
be you know, there's no point in it. There's just no point in it.
Right.
Everybody's the butt of a joke sometime. Do you really want to do that to somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's like. It's not going to make you feel any better to treat somebody poorly, so, you know, why do it, I think is really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're a long way from sort of, you know, a lot of people have a lot of issues around gender and want to, you know, make it a big deal. I think we're a long ways from that, but at the very least, along the way, you can just say, oh, well, you know, that's what that person chooses to dress like or look like or want to do with their life. I think it's very interesting. I've watched one of these Oprah shows, and it was Our America. I record them all.
Oh, wow.
I love them. They're with this gal, Lisa Ling, or something like that. I think she used to be on the View.
Yep.
And I find them riveting. She goes in, and she tackles some really hard issues. And one of them she tackled was, she didn't actually tackle any transgender people, but she tackled the issue of transgendered. Mm-hmm. And there's guys that are married that then choose to become women and and keep the same wives. Sometimes the wives choose, in one case, the wife chose to be the husband, and the husband's, I mean, this is just bizarre stuff. And it's
unusual.
Not my world at all, right? Like, I think that 99.something% of the population never imagines changing their gender over anything. And that's why it's so easy to pick on that point whatever percent of the population that
I think in a way it also goes, especially when you're talking about male to female transgender people, I think it also goes deeper than that because there are a lot of straight men who feel that their masculinity is somehow threatened by people like that. Like, oh, they're trying to fake me out. They're trying to pretend they're a female. And they're going to, you know, if I'm attracted to them and mistake them for a female, then it'll make me somehow less manly or gay or something like that.
I don't know. I suppose there's some people thinking that. I've got a utila kilt. Yep. You know what this is?
Yes, it's basically a skirt. I mean,
it's a skirt,
but
essentially.
But it has functional purposes, of course.
You know, but it's... You know,
I think
it's
I've seen your utila kilt at
khaki, you know, utila kilt thing. And I enjoy wearing this. I really do like it. But I don't wear it out in public because I'm embarrassed. I mean, that's the end of the story. I'm embarrassed. I might wear it at Pork Fest. And, you know, I'm not going to get in trouble at Pork Fest. You know, especially if I have a big broadsword swung over my back and the utila kilt on. You know, there's no manliness question or anything like that. But I don't wear that out in public because I'm embarrassed by what people might think about me.
Are you afraid that you might encounter violence or just ostracism and social shaming or whatever?
You know, I've got to say, even though I'm a Quaker and I eschew violence, there's the little ex-convict inside of me that really wants a fight. You know, I mean, so if somebody brings it on, that it doesn't scare me. I can fight like the Dickens. It's not something that I'm going to do poorly. Hopefully I'll talk my way out of it, but, you know, it's a really bad idea to bring a fight my way.
Okay.
I'm only trying to be as honest as I can be. Sure. And that's something I battle with. I've got anger management issues. 855-450.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. Sickle toll free call in line 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but got an interesting story here. It's from Radley Balco at theagitator.com. And last night we were talking about smoking bans, and we had a couple of folks call in that really advocated the idea of smoking bans, and they had their different reasons, and you know, they were the what they were. But this article from Radley Balco, it's When Paternalism Kills, and he says here, the New York Times looks at the e-cigarette debate, and this is a quote from the Times. A team led by Ricardo Pelusa of the University of Catania recruited 40 hardcore smokers, ones who had turned down a free spot in a smoking cessation program, and simply to give them a gadget already available in stores for $50. This electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, contains a small reservoir of liquid nicotine solution that is vaporized from an aerosol to form an aerosol mist. The user vapes or puffs on the vapor to get a hit of the addictive nicotine in the familiar sensation of bringing a cigarette to one's mouth without the noxious substances found in cigarette smoke. After 6 months, more than half the subjects in Dr. Pelusa's experiment had cut their regular cigarette consumption by at least 50%.
Oh, wow.
Let me repeat it, just so you hear it. These are hardcore smokers who had no interest in quitting.
Yeah.
40 of them, just so you know what the size of the end tab was. After 6 months, more than half of the subjects that was just given one. They weren't required to do anything else, just given. Nearly a quarter had stopped altogether smoking, and half had cut their cigarette consumption by at least 50%.
You know, I think that's better than the rates for Chantix, which is the popular quitting. Yes, everything.
I took Chantix. Here's a disclaimer. Mm-hmm. I took Chantix and I quit. I did have some vivid dreams. I did not have horrifying ones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is the big claim with Chantix. And, you know, it is what it is. It worked for me.
Cool. Great. Congratulations.
Cigars turned from things that I really enjoyed doing to tasting like a mouthful of mud.
Ooh.
And it wasn't at all satisfying to smoke anymore. So I stopped.
Interesting.
So although this is a small pilot study and the results fit with other encouraging evidence that bolsters hope that these e-cigarettes could be the most effective tool yet for reducing the global death toll from smoking. The good news, but wait. This is from New York Times in theagitator.com. There's a powerful group working against this innovation, and it's not big tobacco. It's a coalition of government officials and anti-smoking groups who have been warning about the dangers of e-cigarettes, trying to ban their sale. The controversy is part of a long-running philosophical debate about public health policy. But what an odd role reversal. In the past, conservatives have leaned towards abstinent-only policies for dealing with problems like teenage pregnancy and heroin addiction, while liberals have been more open to harm reduction strategies like encouraging birth control and dispensing methadone. When it comes to nicotine, though, the abstinence forces tend to be more liberal. They do. Including Democratic officials at the state and national levels who've been trying to stop the sale of e-cigarettes and ban their use in smoke-free places. They've argued that smokers want an alternative source of nicotine, should use only thoroughly tested products like Nicorette gum and prescription patches, and use them only briefly as a way to get off nicotine altogether. So they don't like it the way it looks. And it's interesting, this, it's an inconsistency on the side of liberals. And I believe that both of the callers
there are plenty of inconsistencies on both sides.
Well, I mean, this is a social issue, though. Liberals tend to be liberal on social issues.
Yeah.
But this is a social issue, and they can't let this one go.
But it involves smoking, Mark, and smoking is bad.
It's not smoking, though. I've got my e-cigarette here from Vaporsmiths.com, and I'm puffing on it right in the studio if I feel like it. And I just
don't smell a thing.
And you're not going to smell anything. You know, there's nothing wrong. There's no problem with smoking this in front of somebody. The biggest problem with it is it looks remotely like a cigarette. Mm-hmm. It's like a very big cigarette, but, you know.
And pink.
It's pink at the bottom. It's strawberry flavor. Mm. You're not going to find a strawberry-flavored cigarette, by the way. This thing tastes just like strawberry.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, have you ever tried one of these?
No, I have not.
Did you want to try it?
Will you give me the first one for free?
I wouldn't recommend you smoking on it for very long. You could taste the flavor. It won't do anything to you.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I think I'm good with my green tea addiction.
That's fine. I don't think that it's going to create an addiction in you. Just my, layman's opinion.
Yeah, but the thing is, yes, this is actually a harm reduction strategy.
It is, absolutely. And an effective harm reduction strategy.
Yes.
And I think that's what
and
the most important part
about this is.
And
it hasn't had, super rigorous testing done on it yet.
Nope.
However, the testing is starting to be done, like this study that Radley Balco just blogged about. And, in principle, if you're thinking about something which contains lots of chemicals which are known to be carcinogenic and cause lung cancer directly and all kinds of stuff like that, and you're comparing it to something that's just basically water vapor and nicotine.
Yep.
And some other flavors and things like that.
Nicotine's a poison. It's not good for you. But it's certainly an e-cigarette. It seems pretty clear.
At least it doesn't have all the other junk.
It doesn't have all the other junk. Plus, it's vaporized rather than combusted. That apparently has some better attributes to it and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because when you burn things, it creates carcinogenic chemicals, no matter what the substance is, pretty much. And so, if you reason from first principles, it seems fairly straightforward that they would be better than smoking cigarettes, And the people who oppose e-cigarettes, on these nannying grounds, they haven't been fully tested yet. Well, I mean, how are they supposed to be tested if no one is allowed to use them,
Well,
if they're banned?
As I've heard,
it could be the really helpful thing that helps a lot of people quit smoking.
Some people's dogs have eaten these cartomizers and died. There's enough nicotine in one of these cartomizers.
That's almost like saying if a dog eats enough cigarettes, it'll die.
It will.
It probably will, too.
Yep, sure.
If a dog eats chocolate, it'll die.
Enough.
At least that's what I've heard.
I've heard that.
Have a dog,
probably better examples. If a dog eats, insecticide, he'll die.
Yeah.
As I understand it, these things may be tasty because of the flavors in it or something like that. I don't entirely know. Mm-hmm. You've got to keep poisons away from dogs, from pets and children.
And also the dose makes the poison.
Well, one of these things has the dose.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's absolutely got it. So, you've got to keep it. You've got to keep them away from pets and children. There's no doubt about it. But other than that, they seem to be a significantly better choice than cigarettes. Apparently, dogs aren't likely to eat cigarettes. I guess. I've never heard of that happening. And they smell just that bad.
It's probably because all of the smokers are just so jealously guarding their cigarettes from the dog. They don't let the dog get near it.
I think I remember a dog cleaning out ashtrays. I think I remember this happening. I don't know. Maybe I've heard the story. Ugh, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
let me finish up the article here. An analogy to abstinence-only sex education is spot on, says Radley Balco.
Yeah.
And it's more evidence that the public health fanatics on the left can be just as ideology-driven and anti-science as the moral crusaders on the right.
Of course,
if you've been following the medical marijuana debate, you shouldn't be at all surprised the FDA won't let politics and fear-mongering trump science. On that issue, the left and right are both guilty. So it really does lay it all out. But I think this is extraordinarily important information. You're talking about 40 smokers here who had no desire to quit at all, were given e-cigarettes, a little gadget that actually Vaporsmiths.com sells. And half of them within 6 months had cut their consumption in half, and a quarter of them had stopped smoking altogether. Mm-hmm. And were using this, and that was, for them, the best way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is the very best thing to happen to smokers ever, is these e-cigarettes. Because, I'm obviously smoking half as many cigarettes as is good. I'm not saying that people need to quit smoking or anything like that. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But it certainly gives you the opportunity to, you're not as hung on your addiction as you used to be.
An addiction is a ball and chain, right? It's something that prevents you. You spend money on it. You spend time acquiring it. You feel miserable if you can't have your thing that you're addicted to. So it is a significant limitation on your freedom in your life. So if that doesn't appeal to libertarians, then I don't know what does.
It's probably a really good time to talk about Vapor Smiths. You can get
a lot of free advertising today.
Well, I'm really talking about this article here about the left. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think it's a great time to talk about it. Vaporsmiths.com has one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market available today. It's a little booster in it. It gives you a nice big hit of the vapor. Come in lots of great flavors: menthol, cherry, vanilla, strawberry, reds, Turkish classic, cloves. And you can get the e-cigarette for free. So all you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine. It's for $70. You can get 40 cartomizers. You'll get the e-cigarette for free, and you'll get free shipping with coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com. You can also call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. And, this handles the secondhand smoke with the kids in the car problem. This handles the, stepping outside of work when you're busy doing things problem. Your boss may not like it when you take too many breaks.
It's cheaper, too.
It is a lot cheaper. Yeah. You have to go outside, stand in the snow next to the dumpster. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of problems this e-cigarette solves, and Vaporsmiths.com will help you with it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country!
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com. Oh, give me free.